Good morning. This morning we're in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. We'll begin in verse 1. Our Lord says, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they'll be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Jesus has just finished a section of the Sermon on the Mount that lays out the call of righteousness, the high requirements of righteousness. And they're high indeed. He tells us in six different places, this is what you've heard from the law, but I tell you, this is actually the standard. This is the way that you ought to live. And a person who can live up to the standards that Jesus has laid out in Matthew chapter 5, somebody who doesn't lose their temper with people, somebody who doesn't let their desires get away from them and lust after other people, someone who doesn't take it upon himself to retaliate against his enemies, or who doesn't, somebody who keeps his word, somebody who learns how to love his enemies. That kind of person is radiating righteousness. Right? In fact, that call to righteousness is so lofty that Jesus finished that section by saying, "You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." So the kind of person that lives up to this standard, again, is just radiating righteousness. And in fact, that's the standard that Jesus laid out earlier in the sermon. He said, "You are the light of the world," in Matthew 5, verse 14. "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." And so righteousness shines out, and it's meant to be seen, Jesus tells us. And so what does he mean here in Matthew chapter 6 when he turns around and tells us that it is not to be seen? I mean, certainly Jesus is not contradicting himself. I think the key to understanding what Jesus is talking about here lies in the beginning of our reading today. If you go back to chapter 6, verse 1, he says, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. What Jesus is laying out for us in the Sermon on the Mount are two different kinds of righteousness. There is a sincere righteousness that a person practices for righteousness' sake. Right? Being righteous because it's right, because it's what you are supposed to do, because it is part of the character of God. And you see the effects of it. Right? That kind of righteousness is a light, but it's a light that's meant for the guidance of others. Right? You look at the metaphor that Jesus uses there in Matthew chapter 5. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all the house. Right? Sincere righteousness is supposed to be a guide. The light of righteousness shines out so that other people can see where they ought to be going. And that is why sincere righteousness calls attention to our Heavenly Father. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. So the light shines as a guide and it draws attention to the Father. It helps people who are lost in the darkness to find their way to our Heavenly Father. That's sincere righteousness. This so-called righteousness that Jesus talks about in Matthew chapter 6 does something else entirely. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. It is righteousness not for righteousness' sake, but for one's own sake. It does not shine a light to guide people to the Father. It shines a spotlight on itself to draw attention to itself. And Jesus warns us of the consequences of this. If you do this, he says, then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Whereas we have read somewhat already about the rewards of righteousness, true, sincere righteousness, that we're part of the kingdom of heaven. But I want us to consider for a second this insincere righteousness, this false righteousness that draws attention to itself. Right? We've got modern terms to describe what's going on here. I think probably the newest modern term is virtue signaling. Right, where somebody does something to signify to other people, hey, I am a good and righteous person. Right, this is righteousness, again, so-called, that is purely performative. It's out there for other people to see. And Jesus gives us examples of that kind of righteousness at work. When you see that kind of righteousness at prayer, right? It is calling attention to itself. It is out where everybody can hear it and be impressed by their prayer. And it's focused on standards like, being seen by others and giving out really long, impressive prayers. Right? This kind of righteousness, whenever it is engaged in charity, is hardly engaged in charity at all. It's more like an ad spot. Sure, maybe they're spending some money, but they're doing it for reputation. Right, listen up, all you schmucks. Look over here. I am a generous person. See, I'm going to give all of this money to this schmuck here on the street. And everybody is supposed to know. Right? You look at me. Look at what I'm doing. Look at how generous I am. Right, or whenever this kind of righteousness holds a fast, it's not for any of the true purposes of a fast. Right, we've seen biblical fasts in other places. A fast is a time of humiliation. It's a time of seeking forgiveness. It's a time of reflection. repentance even. You remember Daniel, as he is fasting, and he gives that wonderful prayer of repentance for what Israel has done. It is a prayer of it's a practice of lowliness, meekness, humiliation. This kind of fast is the opposite. Right? It's ironic that the kind of people who engage in this kind of fast deliberately make themselves look worse to make themselves look better. Right? Don't be like the hypocrites, these gloomy folks who disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Right? It's almost like you're putting on a fashion show wearing garbage bags. Right? It's derelict. These guys are showing off how righteous they are by how terrible they look. And that gets us to the central problem of all of this. Right? Jesus says, look, all of these guys, they go out and make a show of their righteousness and put the spotlight on themselves. They have their reward. Their reward is it's precisely what they were looking for. They get attention. Right, here's the attention you ordered. What they do not get is the reward from our Heavenly Father, because what they're engaging in is contrary to what the kingdom of heaven requires. Go back to Matthew chapter 5. And Jesus lays out a sketch of what a citizen of the kingdom of heaven looks like. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. We're intimately familiar with this. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Like we talked about when we started this whole series, this character sketch of the kingdom citizen is of someone who is lowly, humble, in earthly terms, from a worldly perspective. This guy's a loser. Again, from a worldly perspective. It's the low on this earth, the meek, those who are humble, that belong in the kingdom of heaven. They're the ones who are blessed. And you look at these performers in Matthew chapter 6. They're not poor in spirit. They're puffed up. They're not meek. They're arrogant. They don't hunger and thirst for righteousness. They use righteousness as a cover to sate their hunger for fame and reputation. And far from being persecuted for righteousness' sake, they want to be praised for their righteousness. And so they get their reward. But Jesus says, when you give to the needy, don't even let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Keep it that down low. Because you are to be righteous for righteousness' sake. And when you pray, right, go hide yourself. Right? Put yourself in a soundproof closet. If it's a temptation for you to let other people hear you and be impressed by you. Be righteous for righteousness' sake. Let your prayer be sincere. When you fast, Jesus says, make yourself look good, right? Make it to where it's not obvious to people that you are fasting and afflicting yourself. Because in any case, if we are to practice righteousness, we must do it sincerely. Because true righteousness advertises for itself. Again, true righteousness shines its own light. It shows its own way to the Father. It doesn't need you advertising for it. And so the call is to avoid this false righteousness that tries to use holiness as a means of advertising for ourselves. Engage in sincere righteousness. Engage in these practices, giving alms and praying regularly and fasting regularly. But do it in such a way that it glorifies God and not you. If there are any among us who have not confessed the name of Jesus, we invite you to do that today. Believe in the good news that Jesus, the Son of God, has come and accomplished what no one other than him could. He took on flesh, lived a perfect life, and gave himself as a sacrifice for our sins. He lived this kind of righteousness that he was talking about in the Sermon on the Mount. And he has shown that light so that we may come to the Father. So believe on him, repent of your sins, confess him as Lord, and be baptized into his death, burial, and resurrection for the remission of your sins. If you're subject to the invitation, won't you come as together we stand and sing?